Fireball, as in the drink, is under fire. Class action lawsuit.
What happened?
The lawsuit is alleging that Fireball offers up small bottles of what's called Fireball Cinnamon at convenience stores. And a person has discovered that these bottles do not contain any liquor product inside.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and I'll show you a picture here on the Morning Team page. This actually comes from the court case. You see on the left, it says Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
Yeah.
And this one says Fireball Cinnamon, and that's the key. The lawsuit alleges that while it's legal for the company to use the brand name of Fireball for both drinks, there is misleading impressions because the labels are similar.
Yep.
And while the claim is alleging that the phrasing malt beverage with natural whiskey and other flavors and caramel color is misleading to make people think that there is whiskey, but there's not. Apparently, all this is, again, is a malt flavoring because it's sold in convenience stores where perhaps they don't have a liquor license. So there is no liquor content. It just has a taste, if you will, a malt beverage that's flavored to taste like whiskey and sold in convenience stores. I think I've seen some of that stuff. Not that I would ever purchase it, but I've seen it before, but not I wouldn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, neither would I.
Yeah, so the lawsuit says using the words with natural whiskey and other flavors is a clever turn of the phrase because consumers who strain to read this will see how natural whiskey is distinct from other flavors. And because it doesn't say a natural whiskey flavoring, there's where the lawsuit is. So, yeah, they believe buyers could believe that there is actually a whiskey content inside that bottle of Fireball.
I can understand that. Yeah.
The lawsuit seeks to cover anyone at this time in Illinois, North Dakota, Wyoming, Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Mississippi, Iowa, South Carolina, Kansas, Arkansas, and Utah. Why not the whole nation? I don't know.
Right.
That's the way that it's being filed right now. So this is, you know, we could add this to the list of some of these lawsuits that we have had.
Yeah.
Another one of those, you be the judge. Do you think that this is a lawsuit that could actually has merit or not? It does say that the person who is filing this lawsuit is famous for filing hundreds of other class action lawsuits against food companies.
That's his goal.
Yeah. The person's name is Spencer Sheehan. Sheehan is sometimes called the vanilla vigilante.
Is that the same person that filed the lawsuit against, was it the, no, it was the macaroni and cheese that took too long.
We had the macaroni and cheese, we had the Texas hot sauce. No, it says, and again, they call this guy the vanilla vigilante because he has filed litigation over products that contain artificial vanilla and not the real thing.
Oh my gosh.
Really? But his other cases, it says, have included one against Frito-Lay for not using enough real lime juice in its hint of lime Tostitos. And another alleging that the Kellogg's strawberry Pop-Tarts contain just as much apple and pear as they do the strawberry fruit.
I remember that one.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Good grief.
Well, I do. Yeah, well, Charlie was
Some people have
one.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah. Somebody, you know.
He must have won some lawsuit somewhere in order to have the money to keep doing it.
Either that or he's found someone to represent him, trying to make a name for themselves that maybe they're doing it pro bono. I don't know. It doesn't say here. Doesn't get into that detail in the lawsuit news. But, well, what do you think? I guess you could say, you know, you'll decide for yourself. Is Fireball, the company that manufactures the product, are they responsible for perhaps misleading consumers for the way that labeled the product?
I can understand. Really, I can.
Maybe they're misleading the consumer just by calling it Fireball when it's cinnamon. It's not fire.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And again, there is that distinction made. One says Fireball. Let me make sure I got this right. cinnamon whiskey. Then it says Fireball Cinnamon. But again, on that label, that's where it talks about natural whiskey and other flavors.
Right.
And when they put the disclaimer on there, you won't be able to read it anyway because it'll have to be so small on those little tiny bottles.
And is the disclaimer really clear?
Yeah.
It doesn't say, well, you know.
They'll have to hire a lawyer to make sure and put it on there.
Why not maybe change like the label a little bit? You know, just that would help consumers as well.
Well, I'm sure they probably have it that way to make sure that people think, you know, that hey, this is Fireball. Wow, I can get this little shot here. Take this and go.
People buy imitation whiskey?
Well, apparently they have been. I didn't even know it.
We're trying to save you a drunk driving charge. you don't know it, but we're trying to save you money.
Maybe that could be the argument from Fireball, you know? I mean, remember, this is not sold in a liquor store. This is sold in a convenience store, so we're trying to help you. You're giving you a taste of Fireball without having to experience the possible after effects.
Beware the... Vanilla Vigilante?
Yes, Vanilla Vigilante.